about some praise in here. Amen. The song says, I came to magnify the Lord. Amen. Anybody come to magnify the Lord today? Amen. Amen. It's hard to say I'm magnifying if you ain't giving him some praise. Amen. Praise is an outward expression. Amen. It's an action. Amen. So give God the praise when you come into the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 Our scripture this morning is Proverbs 16 and 9. It says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you, Lord God, for you first of all being God, and for you being so loving, so caring, and so kind. And we thank you, Master, for you being here with us this day. And we thank you, Master, for what you're going to share with us this day, the songs, Lord God, the words of encouragement, the love that we are sharing with one another today. We thank you now for that, and we pray, Father, that while we're here, that you give us everything that we need for this week's journey so that we can stand strong, Father. We thank you now for these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 373.
Standing on the promises of God.
good he is. I have to ask the question, amen, because he is so good that we don't even have words to express just how good he is. That's awesome. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning to say thank you, Master. We are so thankful because you have blessed us beyond all of what we are worthy of. For we learn in the word that we are worthy of nothing but death. But Master, because you are so good, you have looked past all of our faults, all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, Master, and blessed us despite of us. So we come this morning and say thank you. You look, Lord God, not at what we are doing, but at our hearts, and we say thank you for being able to look at the heart of man and see what his true intent is. So we come this morning and say thank you, Master, for loving us so much that even though we're not worthy, you sent your son to die on a cross for us. So we come this morning to say thank you, Master. We are in our season of Thanksgiving, and there's no better thing to thank you for than to thank you for the birth and the resurrection, death and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, for he died for us all. We thank you now for not allowing him just to die, but you raised him on that third day morning. So we say thank you, Master, because he took our sins, Lord God, and put them in a place where not even you will take a look at them. So we say thank you, Master. Thank you now for covering all of our sins and, Lord God, keeping them from where even you will look at them. We say thank you, Master, for all things. Thank you for your son. Thank you, Lord God, for this time. It's in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. God, we come now to say thank you, Father, for these gifts that have been given here. And we pray, Father God, that we use them, Lord God, to edify your kingdom, to uplift your name so man can see that you yet still have all power. We ask now these blessings in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Praise our God, blessings flow. Praise our God,
I've been searching for a long time. I knew it was something that I had to find. You should have seen me wringing my hands and crying, all because I couldn't find a peace of mind. But it was then, oh, that I kneeled down to pray. I said, Lord, will you show me? I've been searching for a long time. I knew it was something that I've had to find, yeah. You should have seen me wringing my hands and crying, oh, because I couldn't find a peace of mind. But it was then, oh, that I kneeled down to pray. I said, come on, Jesus, show me the way. And I searched and I slayed, but I just couldn't find my way, y'all. That day, oh Lord, my life, oh yes sir, seemed like I came to a dead end road. But it was then, oh, that I kneeled down to pray. I said, come on, Jesus, show me. Anybody ever asked him, oh Lord, anybody ever asked him, oh Lordy, oh Lord, oh my Lord, and it was then, oh, that I kneeled down to pray. I said, come on, Jesus, show me the thing than Jesus showing you the way. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. Amen. Roll Tide. Sorry for all you Auburn people. I know y'all thought y'all had it. I thought y'all had it too, but God answered prayer because your pastor was praying. First John chapter 4, verse 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to speak from the subject, what love got to do with it. What love got to do with it. One of the best songs recorded by Tina Turner is titled, What Love Got to Do With It. And in the song, she quotes the title by asking the question, what love got to do with it? And then she follows that question by saying that it's only a secondhand emotion. I understand in this song that Tina was talking about Eros. She was talking about the type of love that deals with sensual things, that deal with romance. And this type of love is the love that God reserved for man and woman in marriage. But when we look at love in its totality, we find that love has to do with everything.
Amen.
Amen. And it is more than a secondhand emotion. We are in our season now, as the moderator said, where we have taken time to set aside time to thank God for all that he's done. And to be a little more specific, we have take time to praise God for his goodness, for his provision, for his protection, and for his promises. In other words, we have taken time to thank God for his love. Huh? We have set aside time to say, God, we love you for what you have done. And we're thankful for all the things that you've done for us. Even John 3:16 talks about the greatness of God's love when he said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What an awesome God to love us so much that he sacrificed his own child that we may have the right to the tree of life. Ah, somebody ought to give God some thanks, because there's nothing greater than that. I don't know one mother or one father here today who will sacrifice their children for somebody else. But God felt it in his heart that he should do that in order to redeem us from our sins. That's let me know that there's something there that's greater than the forms of love that we know. As humans, we're familiar with Eros, which is, as I already stated, love that deals with physical attraction. And then you have philia, which is brotherly love, friendship. Friendship is essential to the soul. Yes. And then you have storge, which is family love, where you have a bond with somebody in your family that's for a lifetime. And then we have agape, which is God's unconditional love for humans. But there's something there that's greater than that. There's something that's greater than the love that we know. And the thing that's greater than the love that we know is the nature of God. How awesome is our God? Huh? We're into our season now where we're thankful. We ought to be thankful for God's nature. Because God's nature is one of love. Now imagine if we had a master that was not a loving master. Someone who would actually make us accountable for our sins. Lord have mercy. Make us handle our punishments that was due us for what we have done. Can you imagine a God that every time you did something wrong, he punished you on the spot? But our God is such a God that he loves us so much that even when we talk about him and go against him, he turns his head. Because the Bible says that he threw our sins into the sea of forgiveness. Not for our sake, but for his sake. Which means he won't even look at them or pay attention to them. But one thing he will always do is look at our hearts. What an awesome God. Huh? God himself is love. Can you imagine a world with no love? We already see how bad the world is now. And there's supposed to be love in this world. Can you imagine if we took love out of this world?
In order to take love out of this world, we have to take God out of this world. Can you imagine this world without God and this world without love? Lord, have mercy. But God is so good that he wants all of us to experience love. Somebody may say, thank you, God. Because some of us are only getting love from God.
Amen.
And not because you are such a bad person, but it's just because this world is so loveless. My wife and I was talking about it the other day. It's a shame that you work all your life to make money in order so you can live a certain life. And people are working just that hard to steal it from you. They don't care anything about you or what you had to go through to get to that place. All they care about is getting them what they call a bag, which means they just want your money. We're living in a time when the Bible said the man will become lovers of themselves because their hearts have waxed cold. We're living that day of time now. So if we were to pull God out of this world, can you imagine what it would be like? It would be a scary thing, an awful thing. It's something I don't ever want to see. Something I don't want to ever view or ever have to live through, because the love of God is so important. Without it, we all doom a death that's unthinkable. But because of his love, we can live a life beyond our own comprehension. Amen? Somebody ought to give God some thanks for that. In this text, we find that the nature of God is love, which means that God himself is love. So then, if we are children of God, we should know how to
love one another.
If you're a child of God, you ought to be able to. And when we say love, we're not talking about selfish love, which means I love you with the intent to get something from you. That's not God's love. God didn't want anything from us. He loved us because he simply loves us. No matter how bad we think we are, no matter what sins we have committed, no matter where we come from, no matter what status we are in life, God loves us wherever we are.
I was watching one of the Christmas movies, you know, this past weekend, and one of the children said to the mother, and you guys might know the movie This Christmas, one of the children said to the mother, you love her more. She said, no, I love all my children the most when they are standing in front of me.
All right.
So whichever one of you are here, that's who I love the most. In other words, I don't have any picks. I love you all the same. And when you're in my presence, you can feel my love because I exude my love because I love you that much.
What an awesome God we serve.
Amen.
Because when you're in God's presence, God does the same for all of us. He knows how to love each and every last one of us individually, because he can't love all of us the same, because all of us are not the same people.
Amen.
We're unique. We're designed differently for a reason. And God knows how to love each and every last one of us.
Now, let me share this with you. Because God loves you that way, that's how you're supposed to love your brothers and your sisters.
We are supposed to love each other and love us the way that we desire to be loved.
They used to have an old saying, treat them the way you want to be. You know, I stopped saying that. Now, some folks don't want to be treated well. Some folks just don't care how they're treated. And I ain't that type of person. I want you to treat me a certain way.
And I'm assured that all of you are the same way. You desire to be treated a certain way. The Bible teaches us that we should love our brothers and our sisters. Not a selfish love, not a love that's designed to get something out of us, but we must love each other the way that God loved us. His love for us was selfless. It was compassionate. It was filled with empathy. It was filled with forgiveness. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to get past that one. You know, we have a problem forgiving folks nowadays. He loved us enough to forgive us. And his love was filled with joy and happiness. What love got to do with it? Everything. Huh? If our God is love, which means love is God, that means love has to do with everything. I know some of us have problems with some people. God could easily have a problem with us.
Amen.
Amen. Because we know we don't do all what we ought to do, when we do, should do it, and how we should do it. Sometimes we take our own little, you know, selfish ways to do things and accomplish what we want versus how God say to do it. But God forgive us. Not one time. He forgive us every time. We must know that God is love, and if we are his children, it's imputed in our spiritual DNA to be those who can love others. I always say this, that you want to show me a Christian, show me somebody who can love. If that person does not know how to love, that's not a Christian. Christians know how to love, because when God, when you completely give yourself to God, God imputes something in you that gives you the power to love beyond human love. The ability to love beyond your selfishness, your ability to love beyond your trouble, and perhaps the person who's before you or the ones who caused you the trouble, because you are a child of God, we learn in Ezekiel that God said, I will put my spirit in you. Mm. If you're a child of God, that means God dwells in you. And if God dwells in you and God is love, that means what dwells in you? Lord, have mercy. That means the ability to love each and every man is in you. That's only if you're a child of God. Now, if you're somebody who has a problem with loving everybody, you might want to go and pray. Because where's your sincerity? God needs Christians to be sincere about your journey as a Christian. God needs you to be sincere about what you're doing in his name. Mm. Said the entertainer said, sometimes people do stuff willy-nilly. God don't like willy-nilly stuff. He likes you to be sure about what you're doing, especially when you're doing it in his name. And we ought to be able to love everyone, no matter where they're from, in his name. What love got to do with it? It got everything to do with it. Because without love, we're in trouble. When we look at this text, and I'm going to go home. When we look at this text and we exegete it, we can't go past the word of when it's in this text. When it says, for love is of God. Because that means that love originates in God, and God is the reason for love. John wants us to realize that God intends for us to love all men, all Christians, and not only do he intend for us to love it, he made it our Christian duty. He made it your Christian duty. The first thing you ought to be able to do as a Christian is love. And not about all those other gifts. Your Christian duty is love. Do you not know how filled the church would be if all Christians shared love? It'd be running over. Y'all want to know why a lot of them don't come to church? Because they don't feel love from us. We've gotten to the place that we like certain type of people with us. I'm guilty. I used to be the same way. God says, I need for you to love everybody. From the bomb that's laying in the corner, that smell like urine, to the greatest king in the world. We should love that king no better than we love that bomb. And love that bomb no less than we love that king. If we find ourselves treating people according to their status, then we're not operating in love. In this season of love, we must understand the importance of the love of God. Because the love of God will bring down walls. It'll bring down barriers. It'll put everybody on the same plane. It'll make folks love God because they'll see him in you. When you share love with people, you're actually sharing God with them. Now you say, people say, I'm not a minister. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because all I'm doing is sharing God. I know I'm more important than you are. Just my function in the church is different, that's all. I'm no more important. I'm no more exempt than you are. And we're all the same. When you share love, you are actually ministering to people because you are giving them God. The love of God is an awesome thing because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You lift up Jesus every time you share love with somebody. They'll see the reflection of the cross and they'll be drawn to God simply because of your love. I was with a bunch of men one day and they was like, man, you're such a cool guy. You're not judgmental at all. I said, well, I'm going to judge you. I got the same problems you got. Yeah, but you're a minister. I still have the same problems you have. I got to fight the same battles you have to fight. I'm no better than you. So why would I judge you? What I will do, my brother, is show you some love. Because when I show you love, I just gave you the best thing you can ever receive. There's no greater gift than the love of God. There's no more powerful gift than the love of God. When you share the love of God with somebody, you don't realize you may actually change their life. Your love that you give may be the only love they receive. The smile you give them may be the only smile they receive. The hug you give them may be the only hug they receive. The good words, kind gestures that you give them may be the only that they receive. In this time, in this season, don't be so concerned about getting gifts for Christmas.
I know this.
I'm about to say something. I know some of y'all already got it planned out. I got a long list. My husband better get me this. My wife better get me this. Don't worry about getting a gift for Christmas. How about you be a gift for Christmas? How can I do that, Reverend? If you give somebody the love of God, you can be a powerful gift that lifts them from perhaps a place of desperation, a place of oppression, a place of loneliness. You don't know what your kind words or what the gift of God, the love of God, can do in someone's life. So this Christmas, don't be concerned about your gifts. I know y'all gonna still get them. Y'all know you're going to still get them. But how about let's be a gift How about we share love? And let me say this. I'm going to make it personal. I ain't talking about giving somebody money. I ain't talking about giving somebody a ham or a turkey. I'm talking about actually sit down and talk with them and show them that somebody truly cares. Because guess what? Love has everything to do with it. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen. Amen.
The doors of the church are now open, if there would be one. Who do not know God and free pardons of your sins, the time is now. And the Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of the church are now open. Say this, we really need to understand the power of the love of God. If we would truly share God, which means share love, with everyone who we come in contact with, this world would be a better place. Some people act out because they haven't received love. But it is God's intention for everyone to experience love. And I'm not talking about selfish love. I'm talking about the love of God. If we can just share that with somebody this Christmas season, we've done what God has asked us to do. Amen? Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we pray now that you go with us as we leave this place, that your power go before us, so that when man see us coming, that he won't see us, but he'll see you. He'll recognize the anointing that you have placed in our life, and he'll receive unto himself you through us, through Christ. We pray now that the power of your glory will cover us, it will keep us, it will order our steps. So when we step, Father, we will step in power, and the enemy will know that we're moving and that we're moving on your behalf. We pray now, Master, that these things go with us, that your anointing go with us. And Father, we ask now that you cover us and keep us so that when we return, that we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Now let every heart say,